about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Can't wait to be back. This is exciting. Lots of stuff to talk about. This is Sassy. It's Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I feel better today because I haven't really been, you know, forthcoming and, you know, very diligent about my motherly duties. You know, I always miss the kids' plays. You know, I mean, in the olden days, you'd go to your school play at night. Right, I remember my father, you know, he'd be all full of grease and stuff in his work uniform, and he'd come, and, you know, he'd be in the back of the cafeteria when I'd be doing my school play, you know, looking bored. But, you know, he'd be there. And now, more and more, you know, the schools do these plays of the day. And it's very difficult because a lot of us have to work. You know, we have to work. So how do you, you know, come to work late? Well, today I did it. I came to work late. I went to my kids' play. And I was pretty proud of the kids. You know, I was especially proud of my younger one. My younger one, who now wants to go into show business, a few years back was very shy. I mean, he wasn't a nose picker. There was one nose picker today. But not him. He's never really been a nose picker. But he's always been kind of quiet, you know, mouthing the words, pretending to know the words. You know how we do that in temple or church, right? We're singing a song, and we're like, hallelujah. You don't know the words, so you're just kind of mouthing it. So usually he does that, but this time, remember I told you guys, you know, the other day, it was kind of like this little rock and roll type of thing. So he did really good, but my only problem with these school plays is that they're kind of funny when they're not supposed to be. You know, so you're watching the first grade up there, and you're watching the fourth grade, and you're watching all the other grades waiting for your kid's grade. Of course, my kid's grade is the last one, so I had to sit through the whole thing, you know, and it's hard because I had patience waiting, you know. You know, Dr. Dahlia, you got a pass in your room, too. I'm like, I know, but they're only on the first grade, you know, and my kid's in the third grade. But I think one of the most hilarious things is I like to watch the band conductor. You know, the play goes on and the kids are mumbling. I wasn't allowed to mumble. When I was in school, I wasn't allowed to mumble, right? My mom, my teachers would yell at me, quit mumbling, enunciate. Okay, but anyway, you know, these kids, you know, everybody's lax, so they're mumbling. So, Christmas, Jesus, okay, and so I'm watching the conductor because I don't know when to clap because I don't know when they're finished with their statement or not. So I'm watching the conductor and you see the conductor get his hands ready, you know, like they're playing a musical masterpiece, okay? So I look, you know, who's, you know, manning the band. You know, it's a bunch of kids, of course, you know, nose picking, you know, sitting there. Look, if he's holding his hands in conductor position, it's got to be good. So you see the kids, and you see him in count, you know, trying to count here, la, 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 you know, off key, and you see him cringe. I love it. And then you see him kind of, you know, try to conduct that hand with a little bit more emphasis to get the kids back on beat. I got to admit, they're just kids. And honestly, they did good. But it just, you know, watching the grown-up reaction is, I think, one of the most hilarious. I just love it. In fact, you know, it brings me back to memories when I had to be in school. You know, we had a Mrs. Jelsma. I don't know if anybody went to school in the Scottsdale school system, but there was a Mrs. Jelsma. She always had something on her hand. I don't know if it was a carpal tunnel splint or something, but I remember it was so tight that the fat on her wrist would go over the brace, and the brace was very ugly brown, and it looked dirty. But anyway, she gave us all these flutophones. Now, I think kids these days call them recorders, right? Recorders? Okay, so she'd hand out the flutophones. And if you overblew the flutophone, it would come out like really loud and screechy. Okay, well, I thought that was funny in the second grade, right? So you should hand out all the flutophones, right? And, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, practicing for the Christmas special, the Hanukkah special, whatever they were doing. And then, you know, should be using the conductor, should actually have a conductor wand, you know, so this is supposed to be some big heavy duty, you know, musical instrumentation we're doing with the flutophones. And of course, I would purposely, when she wasn't looking, you know, hit the wrong note really loud, you know, She's like, who did that? I've been giggling my butt off. But anyway, I forgot the point I was trying to make. But, you know, I behaved myself. I covered up all my giggles. And I think the kids overall did a good job. And my baby, actually, the reason I'm really happy is usually my sons, both of them, you know, they like to cover their face. They don't like to look like they're associated with me. And my son was up there on stage and actually waved to get my attention. You know, like he was proud that I was his mama. You know, and, you know, how did I take it? Oh, I was screaming. I was like, oh, that's my baby. Oh, that's my baby. That's my baby. That's my baby. So it was a very good day. Very good day. Now I'm working again. All right. That's all right. Okay. So here on the Dr. Dolly Show, a lot of good stuff to talk about. Apparently, kids now have a new type of heart pump that is helping kids heart pump. Yeah, that's what it does. Yeah. Also, some news in the Sandusky trial. I guess the Senate finally reached a tentative payroll tax deal, right? I know everybody was holding their breath about the government shutdown. They always do this to scare us. The government's about to shut down. President Obama threatens to take away their Christmas vacation or their Thanksgiving vacation or their summer vacation. Everybody panics, and then they do their job. Isn't that interesting, right? I mean, it's like a bunch of kids. Exactly. Right? Except nobody's singing off key. Just, you know, all right, you're going to lose Christmas break. We're also going to be talking about the World Trade Center first responders, some more medical issues we're seeing with them. And I guess the Ten Commandments are on display in New York City. That is really, really cool because some of us, you know, we really need to read them and remember those. So as you can see, we got a lot of juicy stuff to talk about. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter or follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Those are all my own tweets, unless, of course, it gets hacked. I haven't been hacked yet. Other people are hacking me. If you get hacked by Twitter, you get a message saying, I saw this nasty blog about you or this nasty video about you. Okay, well, I mean, I don't need to see any more nasty stuff about me. People write, you know, stuff about me all the time. So I don't click on it. So I don't care. But a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you know, there's something bad about me. What's going on? Don't touch that. That's a virus. Not from me or a hack. It's just, that's what's out there. All right. So don't go away. Dr. Dolly is coming back after break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words "appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. One of the medical headlines that you probably saw today said fatter children need more penicillin. Did you see that? Apparently, children are getting more and more obese. Waistlines are getting bigger. So a lot of our guidelines on antibiotic dosages may need to be updated. They said the guidelines have remained unchanged for about 50 years. Back in the 60s is when they came up with guidelines on the amount of penicillin children needed based on their age and, of course, you know, the average weight. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 10-year-old today weighs about 37 kilograms. That's probably in the 70-pound range, whereas in 1963, they were about 7 kilograms or 14 pounds less. And so according to British Medical Journal, they found that doses could be strikingly low and not in line with the manufacturer's recommendations. They said the children's average size and weight is slowly but significantly changing, so what may have been adequate doses of penicillin 50 years ago is not enough today. Now, I'm a little confused by this because when I decide a penicillin dosage for a child, we go by their kilograms. We go by their weight. You know, like 80 per kilo or 100 per kilo for ear infection. You know, so I don't go by age, 2 to 6, now, or, you know, 6 to 12 now. Your over-the-counter Tylenols and fever suppressants and painkillers, those go by age. but they don't go by weight. Yet us doctors, when we prescribe antibiotics here in America, no, we use the poundage. My only fear is I see, you know, 10, 11-year-olds already up on the adult dosage. You know, so let's say you're doing 100 per kilo, and the kid is, let's say, 40 kilos, right? So 40 times 100 is 4,000 milligrams. Well, when you give amoxicillin, that's 500 milligrams three times a day to an adult. You're not going to give 4,000 milligrams to the kid. You're going to give the 1,500 adult. What they may have to actually do is change the adult dosage. You know, when I looked at this, I'm like, okay, talk about fatter children. What about fatter adults? You know, our adult dosaging hasn't changed. And we just give, like, you know, Z-Pak is a Z-Pak. We just give you a Z-Pak. And, you know, we have a lot of people coming back to me saying, oh, Z-Pak didn't work, Dr. Dahlia. Well, why didn't it work? It just didn't work. And so I'm thinking resistance. Maybe the problem is it's a weight issue. So, you know, but I cannot advise anybody doubling up on the antibiotics. I mean, these are studies, and a lot of times they are based on 100 kilo people, which would be about 212, right? Is it 2.1 kilos per? I gotta figure that out. The math. Oh man, no, it's 2.3 pounds per kilo, I believe. So that would be what, 230? 100 kilogram man would be about 230 pounds. So most of these studies take that into account. But, you know, if you see this, fatter kids need more penicillin. Most of us doctors already in the States know. We look at the poundage already. I see that Etta James is in the news. This is very difficult for me whenever Etta James is in the news because I love Etta James and I always want to sing an Etta James song, and I know you all are really sick of me singing lately. I've been on like a singing spree because, you know, I have the Christmas music playing in the car, and now we got an Etta James story, and I've just got to sing an Etta James song. And Donovan's working the dials tonight, and I didn't give Donovan enough time to get an Etta James song right from YouTube, which means I'm going to want him to sing Etta James. All right, you know Etta James, right? At last my love has come along, except she sings it on key, right? All right, just imagine that on key. That's Etta James. My loneliness is over. All right, Etta James has terminal leukemia. Last year she was in the news for being hospitalized with sepsis. She got very sick. She had a blood infection that went throughout her body. Now it turns out that she has been diagnosed with leukemia. They say the cancer is actually in its final stages. I wonder how old she is. This source doesn't say. And honestly, you know what? She looks great. I don't think we need to know her age right now. They're telling us the type of leukemia. This just came out. Her publicist said she's also been diagnosed with dementia and hepatitis C. Husband is with her 24 hours a day. Her sons are visiting regularly. I know. Oh, 73 years old. I just found it. 73 years old, Etta James. I love her music. And love is like a song. I'm just so sorry I can't sing it on key. I'm not doing her justice. All right. So prayers are out to Etta James. All right. So what's going on with the World Trade Center's first responders? They don't want to hear my singing either. I know. Mm-hmm. All right. First responders at the World Trade Center attack suffer asthma at more than double the rate of the U.S. population. Okay, well, we knew that. Their exposure to the toxic dust created inflammation in their lungs. They've had multiple respiratory issues. But, you know, when you read about what happened at the World Trade Center, I want you all to see some of the video footage before the towers collapsed. You see the footage where people in the media are trying to interview people as they're coming out of the towers. And they're covered in dust. They're already dirty. And, you know, many of them are in shock. And they're kind of limping out as they're coming out of the World Trade Centers from the September 11th attack back in 2001. And then all of a sudden, one of the towers collapses. And you start hearing everybody say, run, run, run. And some of the people that were able to escape when that happened, completely covered in dust, dirt, maybe asbestos if it was in the buildings, you know, anything that you would get from, you know, the walls and the construction, completely covered, almost like they were buried in sand coming out. And when you see that, that's how you could imagine what was breathed in. Okay, and you only get to, it's only about a couple minutes worth of footage because, of course, the towers had fallen, and it's heartbreaking, you know, when you know what happened. But when you're looking at the people who survived the incident and who were the first responders now dealing with, you know, people like Galia, really? We're talking about, we're 10 years since. Really blaming illnesses back then? Yes. When you see what happened, it probably caused irreversible damage. But not many people understand the dust and the dirt and the toxic dust at which they're talking about. They say 6.3% of World Trade Center first responders reported asthma symptoms or attacks in the prior 12 months, compared to 3.7% of the general population. But here's the thing with asthma, and I'm going to tell you something, all right? Okay, asthma doesn't have to happen the day you have injury to your lungs. Okay, I think a lot of us are probably walking around with asthma, and we don't realize it. Here's an example. I've never been diagnosed with asthma, right? I've been diagnosed with poor singing, but never asthma, okay? I thought I've had pretty good lungs, pretty good windpipe. And unfortunately, if I have a little bit of a cold, just the start, even if I don't realize I'm sick, and I'm out in traffic, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Now, a pulmonologist will say, well, that's not officially asthma. That's reactive airway disease. And, you know, you're probably having some hypersensitivity reaction. Okay, I don't care whether it's asthma or hypersensitivity or reactive airway disease. I have trouble breathing when I'm around certain antigens or certain pollutants. If somebody smokes near me and I'm coming down with a cold, even if it's a sore throat, I can't breathe. Now, what we've discovered is I'm probably now developing some sort of asthma. Now, you can gradually develop asthma symptoms years after any sort of initial injury to your lungs. Or this could be something where you were exposed to something and then you gradually weakened. Now, I bet a lot of you, if you're sitting in the car, you're sitting in your trucks, or, you know, and you're like, you know, I have to put on my recirculated air because I just can't breathe when I take in somebody else's exhaust. Yeah, a lot of us can't, but some of us, we actually, you know, respond and we get very hypersensitive to it. That could be a form of asthma or reactive airway disease. So my recommendation is please get that checked out. And the reason why is many of us, we don't look at our lungs until we're sick. I don't think about my lungs. I don't think about my pre-asthma, if I even have it, until I'm in the middle of traffic and I'm having trouble breathing. And if that's the case, you need to remember when it's a good day for you and ask your doctor to give you an inhaler. So if you are having a bad day, you could reach right into that inhaler and use it. See, that's a problem. When we feel good, we don't think about it. And I'm just as guilty too. Every time I go to my doctor, it's for my, you know, routine stuff. And I know I've, you know, detailed in great depth my pap smears and my gynecological visits. But honestly, you know, she's like, do you need anything? I'm like, no, I never ask her for a prescription. I don't need anything. You know, and then here we are months later and I'm like, dope. So just kind of think about that. My, you know, your homework now is, you know, if you ever kind of have issues in the cold, issues if somebody has really strong perfume, issues if somebody smokes, issues with exhaust while you're sitting in the cab of your car, then go to your doctor and say, look, I don't know if I have some hypersensitivity issues. I may need an asthma inhaler or I may need evaluation. And then they'll say, was that Dr. Galia? I am sick and tired of her advice. Just say yes. You know, thank you, duly noted, but give me the inhaler. All right, guys, we're coming up on break. This is the Dr. Galia Show. Don't go away. We got more for you. Orange juice. Half of all orange juice served in cafes may have salmonella. Orange juice and salmonella? When we come back on the Dr. Galia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your local station, just call up your station or email them and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to their town. Okay, so looks like Mike McQuarrie testified today regarding the alleged assault by Sandusky and a 10-year-old boy that he possibly witnessed in the showers. He says, I described it. He's going into detail of how he reported it to Coach Joe Paterno. He said he described it was extremely sexual and that some kind of intercourse was going on. There's no question in my mind that I conveyed to them that I saw Jerry in the showers and that it was severe sexual acts and that it was wrong and over the line. I believe what he had witnessed was something to the effect of a boy, leaning against a wall with his hands up against the wall. And I hate to even think about this scene. And Sandusky with his hands around the boy's waist behind him. Just horrifying. And then he had apparently recanted this to Paterno, I believe, in his kitchen. And he said that, Paterno slumped back in his chair and said, "Well, I'm sorry you had to see that. It's terrible. I need to think and tell some people about what you saw, and I'll let you know what we do next." I mean, Paterno probably had a heart attack when he listened to this, you know? And so Paterno had reported McCreary's account to the two Penn State officials who have been charged in the case, Tim Curley, the university's athletic director, and Gary Schultz, university official, whose duties included overseeing the campus police. They say it was Paterno's failure to act more aggressively because he never spoke with law enforcement. He went up the chain of command, and it is unclear whether he ever sought to learn what Curley and Schultz had done with the information. That cost him his job. Obviously, last month, Paterno was fired after 61 years at Penn State. McCreary testified that he spared no details about what he saw when he later met with Curley and Schultz. Again, McCreary said he never actually saw intercourse, but he assumed that something was going on that was pretty significant. So I don't know how many people vomited in the court when they heard this. You know, I know many of us are getting sick, if you're not already sick from my singing before, but that is the latest. Remember, we talked about how the defense is planning on saying that Sandusky was teaching these boys hygiene. Yeah, teaching them hygiene. Apparently, per the lawyer, many of these boys don't know how to clean themselves, and Sandusky took it upon himself to teach them hygiene. That's what the defense is going to bring up. I got to tell you, I almost don't even want to watch it anymore. I don't want to. All right, so what's going on with orange juice? Now, of course, this is a study coming from across the pond. All right, they say half of the orange juice served in restaurants and cafes could be contaminated with dangerous bacteria such as salmonella. All right. They think it's dirty juicers and the serving jugs. These are researchers from the University of Valencia, all right, who analyzed 190 batches of juice from various cafes and restaurantes in España, in Spain. Woo, Dios mío. They called for caterers to ensure machines are thoroughly cleaned and to serve the drink immediately after squeezing. Jugo de naranja está muy delicioso, ¿sí? I love orange juice. Under the food regulations, European food regulations, they said 43% contained unacceptable levels of enterobacteria, all right? The enterobacteria come from feces, you know. This includes salmonella and E. coli. Scientists also found that 1 in 10 samples contained unacceptable levels of mesophilic bacteria. No, not the mesophilic bacteria, which thrives in room temperature. The problem, they say, is the caterers squeeze a large amount of juice at one time, and then they leave it in the jugs all day long where it heats up, and if it's not refrigerated, bacteria thrive. Salmonella was found in 0.5% of the samples. Staph aureus, you know, the nasty staph that could cause skin infections, was found in 1% of them. More than 80%, though, of the juice had unacceptable levels of the enterobacter compared to just a fifth samples in a glass. Something about maybe the glass and it moving, maybe it flew out. All right, we found some juices that were kept in metal jugs presented unacceptable levels of enterobacter in 81% of the cases. This is also making me vomit. Oh, come on, don't we have anything good to talk about? All right, so juice. See, I thought with the orange juice, the acid would just fry these bacteria, but it doesn't happen. And I have a problem, though, with orange juice. You know I said it was muy deliciosa, you know, in the moment passing, but I don't like pulp. I have a huge problem with, okay, as a doctor, I say drink your pulp, you know, because the, you know, pulp is fiber and helps you poop, you know, pretty important stuff, but I don't like it. When I drink a drink, I don't want anything chunky in my drink. You know, maybe hot chocolate and the marshmallows, but I usually spoon the marshmallows, eat the marshmallows, and then I drink my drink. But I can't have anything clunky or chunky or anything getting stuck in my teeth when I drink a drink. That makes me very sick. And so I like the orange juice. That's you know, kind of like the kid's orange juice, the baby orange juice, you know, has no pulp. Yeah, you know, or I'll sit there, if we ever go out to breakfast, and I'll spoon out the pulp. I used to that as a kid, and my mom would be like, "Really? Really?" And I'm like, "I can't drink this." She's like, "Drink it. Drink the pulp, or I'll add more pulp. I'll pulp that tushy." All right, I'll drink it. Okay. Some other news stories that we didn't get to yesterday was men who smoke can possibly increase a child's, his progeny, at least a 15% increase in leukemia. They found that the DNA may be damaged in men that smoke to the point that the child that he creates could possibly have leukemia. So men that smoke, quit smoking a few months before you try to impregnate, because that could be an issue. Also in the news yesterday, they said same-sex laws reduce stress and medical visits. They found that in places where same-sex couples are legalized, they say doctor visits and health costs go down. This was a study conducted by researchers at Columbia University, focused on the 12 months following the 2003 legalization of same-sex marriage in Massachusetts. It found that because of the decline in medical care visits and medical health visits, health care visits among gay and bisexual men dropped 13% and costs dropped 14%. The results were very similar for those both gay men and who were single and those in couple. No studies done on lesbians. So, gay marriage may cause gay men to be healthier. All right. I honestly, you know, I see a lot of gay couples in my clinic. I mean, they all look happy and healthy to me. We live in a state where, I believe, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm dinging on this one. I believe, we still don't have same-sex marriage, but we do have, in terms of health insurance, partners are allowed to be on the health insurance. So I'm wondering if there's an issue there, because many of our gay couples, they do better because the partner is allowed to be, it's like domestic partner, is allowed to be on the health insurance. So I don't know if it's so much a marriage as much as it's having domestic partner on your health insurance. So, you know, now, okay, I'm married to a man, and my husband doesn't go to the doctor. All right, you know, he's been my domestic partner. I mean, he's my husband, and he doesn't even go. I mean, he's been on insurance now. We have him on the insurance. He never goes. I'm like, you have to check your heart. I don't need to go. You got to check your prostate. No, I don't need to go. He doesn't go. All right, so, you know, gay men obviously have their acts together more than my husband does. All right, another study came out. It said coffee can galvanize your workout. Now, we've been cognizant of, I'm using big words on the Dr. Dolly Show today. Yeah, wait till hour three. I'm going to be like, you is. I'm not going to be pronouncing words very well. But, you know, we know that, you know, many Olympians do have caffeine in their system. All right. They say 2/3 of about 20,000 Olympic athletes studied in a recent report have caffeine in their urine, mostly the triathletes, cyclists, and rowers. I don't know what sport I would do if I was in the Olympics. I obviously couldn't sing, couldn't swim, couldn't run, couldn't squat. I'm not really an Olympian. I wish I were, though, because, you know, every time I see the Olympics, I, like, pretend, you know, that I'm winning a gold medal. You know, in the shower, you know, you stand, you, like, pretend you're winning. Oh, you know what? Be figure skating. Figure skating. Anyway, it looks like they found that people that had caffeine did a much better workout, could work out longer, and wanted to work out again. But I can't tell you to do that because it'll up your heart rate. I can't tell you to do anything except listen to my Etta James singing. All right, guys, when we come back at last, we will be back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Oh, yep, I do. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So I'm reading here. It looks like a middle-aged woman in South Carolina has contracted the state's first case of human rabies in more than 50 years. Looks like they've been able to keep rabies under control, but they think this woman was bitten by a bat that entered her home a few months ago. You know, it's interesting. You know, every time, you know, I see bats at a zoo or an aquarium or something, I'm not scared by them. You know, like you know, would watch TV shows like Tom and Jerry and there'd be a rat and the women would scream. And I remember telling my mom as a kid, I go, why are people screaming over a rat and a mouse? I'm not scared. And my mom would say, rabies. You could get a pretty deadly disease from them. That's why women scream, ah, you know, eek, a mouse, a rat. And you know, you forget. Because, you know, we have Halloween and the bats look so cute and you look at them. But, you know, if a bat flies in your house, you know, don't say cool, get rid of it, because rabies can kill you. It affects the brain and central nervous system. You get seizures, difficulty swallowing, confusion, and many patients do die within a few weeks. Now, we don't know what the state is of this one lady. They aren't giving us too much information on her. They say that, right now, federal medical privacy laws prevent the department from releasing any more information about the patient or her condition. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, okay, if I get bit by, a bat, I want you all to know about it. All right, so I'm going to give permission because you guys need to know what the heck's going on. Because I'm going to want flowers and stuff. Bites from rabies-infected bats, they say, are one of the most common ways humans are exposed, even though you can get them from unvaccinated dogs and cats. I believe South Carolina has a law requiring all dogs, cats, ferrets, household pets to be vaccinated against rabies, but you can also get it from raccoons, foxes, skunks. I think one of my patients, he works with foxes in southern, or wolves, I forget. And I think he had called the show asking, and I was looking into it if he needed the rabies vaccine, and I finally told him, yes, just get it, you know, just get it, be safe. They say the last case of human rabies in South Carolina were December 1959, when a man was bitten by a dog, and 1958, when a woman was bitten by a fox. All right, so if they do give us any more, check the radios, people, check the radios. If they do give us any more information, we will let you know. All right, you know, speaking of infestations and scary stuff killing the brain, amoeba infestations, possibly when you neti pot your sinuses. This is a pretty significant story that has recently broke. Remember earlier in the year, there was a girl who swam in some warm water. I believe it might have been Florida. She jumped into a lake and an amoeba got up into her nose, up into her system, went to her brain and caused death. And I believe there were a couple cases. Well, I had reported that one happened during a neti pot. And I believe I was on the Andy Dean show or one of the shows. And, you know, they were freaking out going, oh, my God, neti pots. Really, I neti pot all the time. You know, I don't know. Somebody in the studio got all nervous. Well, apparently now there's a second person who has died from using contaminated water in neti pots. A 53-year-old woman from DeSoto Parish in Louisiana and a 20-year-old man from St. Bernard Parish both died after using contaminated water in their neti pots. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with neti pots, we use those to irrigate and flush the sinuses. Many times we say, all right, you know, if you're more prone to sinuses and allergies, et cetera, neti pot. Now, I would recommend distilled water. I probably wouldn't recommend tap water. Now, remember, Louisiana, it's in the south. Usually, the type of amoeba, the Naegleri, Fowleri, there's also Entamoeba histolytica, if I remember. But this Naegleria Fowleri, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, this usually occurs when people go swimming or diving in warm freshwater lakes and rivers, particularly in the summer. That's what happened in Florida, Virginia, and Kansas. There were three other deaths, which we reported on earlier. So these are two more. It's very rare. The amoeba enters through the nose, travels through the brains, starts eating neurons. In the last 10 years, only 32 infections were reported in the U.S., you know, despite millions of people that actually swim in lakes. But now they're saying, you know, maybe we need to, consider warning people about, you know, using their neti pots with tap water. They say the first symptoms, okay, you end up getting a primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. So you get an encephalitis or inflammation of your meninges, all right, which is the lining of the brain. Symptoms start within 1 to 7 days after infection, headache, fever, nausea, vomiting, stiff neck, confusion, hallucination, seizures, and then you die. Now, again, I can't tell you how many people neti pot and they're fine, but maybe what I would do is, you know, get the distilled water. You know, maybe not use, water. We really don't have a lot of freshwater lakes. We have a man-made lake here in southern Nevada. But, for most of you that actually live in, you know, the southern parts of the country and have some pretty decent, you know, water, you would think the tap water would have this cleaned out. I mean, amoebas are kind of, you know, large in terms of microbes, but there's a chance it may not be cleaned or caught. So I would just say use, you know, the distilled water that you get from the store. But double check with your doctor because they may have, you know, better ideas, you know, more lucid thoughts. All right. Oh, I want to talk about this with the Ten Commandments. Okay. All right. Apparently, one of the oldest complete copies of the Ten Commandments. Now, obviously not the original that Moses held up, but one of the oldest complete copies of Ten Commandments has gone on display in New York City and possibly for the last time. Oh, man, I want to see this stuff. I can't go to New York City soon. An 18-inch long parchment, delicately stitched together and inscribed on animal skin, is 2,000 years old. They say it's so fragile that this may be the last opportunity for the public to see it up close. It was added to the Discovery Times Square exhibit, the Dead Sea Scrolls, Life and Faith in Biblical Times. I know, the Dead Sea Scrolls have been on display, and I never make it. Oh, I'm so upset. Okay, so basically, they found this in cave number 4, where they have found the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, like I said, this was a copy, but probably one of the oldest copies. They think the scroll dates from about 30 BC and survived for thousands of years hidden in the hills near the Dead Sea in Israel. It's part of an ancient library concealed in a series of 11 caves, and it's the Dead Sea Scrolls. Apparently, the entire collection has 900 different texts written in Greek, Aramaic, and ancient Hebrew that were uncovered in the 40s and the 50s. Oh, this is some cool stuff. Right? The only other copy of the Ten Commandments dated from around the same era is the Nash Papyrus. It's 50 to 100 years older than the scroll copy, but it does not contain all Ten Commandments, and it is extremely fragile. Well, of course, duh. The only other ancient records of the commandments date from at least 1,000 years later. All right, so you know all the Ten Commandments, right? Right? No stealing, no killing, you can't covet thy neighbor. You can't be dropping the Bible. You know, my mom said, I mean, she didn't say there was a commandment, but, you know, when we'd be in services, I don't understand why as a kid, but, you know, you drop your prayer book. So you got to kiss it. You know, you also kiss it, right? So I always thought you can't drop your prayer book because that's a, you know, or the Bible because that's a commandment. And, you know, my kids do the same thing. They do the same thing. When they sit with us during services, they're always dropping the prayer book. So I'm like, you got to kiss it. You know, if there's God's name in it, you got to kiss it. You know, kiss it, yeah. You know, and then they don't kiss it good enough, right? And I'm like, no, you got to, you know, so then I take and I kiss the spine of it, right? And then I give it back, and then as I'm giving it back, they drop it again. You know, and it's horrible because I just get so freaked out. I know it's not a Ten Commandment. No, it's not one of the Ten Commandments, right? But you're really not supposed to be dropping the Bible, okay? I say it's kind of like a no-no. All right, so, yeah, you know, you almost wonder how, you know, our parents put up with us. I mean, if I was my own daughter, I don't know. All right, let me see. Some other stories here. Oh, no, we're coming up at the end. All right, I guess what? Britney Spears is engaged. Yeah, she's actually trying an engagement this time around. Good for her. Expendables is coming out with Expendables 2. I didn't think the Expendables movie was good in the beginning, but I do like Bruce Willis. I do like Sylvester Stallone. You know, Bruce Willis is 56 years old. Dolph Lundgren is 54. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 51. But get this, Chuck Norris is 71 years old. He looks good. Chuck Norris is 71. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 64 years old. Wow, Botox and collagen has got to be the way to go. I tell you, but really, how old is Sylvester Stallone? 65 years old. He still got it. Yeah, he's still very sexy. But my favorite was Bruce Willis. I love Moonlighting. All right, I'm going to work on my singing. You all stay tuned if you can stay tuned. If not, this is your stop. You're probably driving like a bat out of hell before I sing again. You all take care. And again, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time. Yeah!
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.